Chunks and memories started shipping HBM3 to Huawei. How serious is that from Korea's perspective?
Chunks and memory passed 16-nanometer HBM3 samples to Huawei. Mass production in 2026. HBM3E launch in 2027 is the target. In the second half of 2025, average yield exceeded 80%, approaching Samsung's level. They adopted the same MRUF packaging technology as SK Hynix, and their Shanghai backend facility is set to start operations at year-end. The tech gap with Korea has narrowed to 2 to 3 years. The only way SK Hynix maintains that gap is by moving to HBM4 faster than anyone.
How are memory prices moving?
As AI data center demand explodes, DDR5 prices jumped 682%. NAND flash is up 807%. HBM's taking up 23% of DRAM wafer capacity, which shrinks the supply for general purpose memory by that much. Samsung Electronics stock is up 114% since the start of the year. SK Hynix is up 186%. It's a boom period for Korean memory companies. But if Changsin pulls off HBM3 mass production, Korea's market share in China takes a hit. It's a double-edged moment.